This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Do you want to have the happiest birth experience of your life? Well, you can. It's entirely possible, and here's how you can do it. Ann Margolis of Home Sweet Home Birth has created the Love Your Birth course for you. Whether you're a first-time mom, an experienced mama, regardless of where you plan to birth, home, a hospital, birth center, or a planned or unplanned C-section, you really can have the delivery of your dreams. Love Your Birth is an obstetrician and midwife recommended online course that takes you from pregnancy to postpartum bliss. Now, Anne, a sweet friend of ours who was on the show in episode 24 titled Normal, Natural, and Joyful Birth, has over 20 years of experience in midwifery and gynecology practice. She is a powerhouse in the birthing community, and she has taken everything that she's learned, trained, and how she's supported women for over 20 years in her private practice. She's poured all of that love, passion, knowledge, and experience into creating the Love Your Birth course. And we are really excited at Doing It at Home to partner with Anne to offer our listeners, because we love you so much, $20 off when you purchase the course and use the code DIAHOME. To get details and to sign up for the course, go to homesweethomebirth.com/loveyourbirth and remember, use that code DIAHOME for $20 off. Hey, I'm Sarah. When planning our home birth, my husband Matthew and I were really frustrated by the lack of empowering and honest home birth resources. So we created this podcast to start a new conversation for moms and families like us. This is Doing It at Home. Hey everyone, welcome to the Doing It at Home podcast. Today is Monica's birth story. Monica and her husband Matt are both chiropractors. So you hear a lot of the chiropractic model of care and philosophy in their pregnancy and in their birth and in their parenting. You know, really trusting the body to do what it instinctively knows to do, trust its process and its ability to heal itself. And Monica has so many awesome nuggets of wisdom throughout our conversation, talking about birth as a mirror for who you are in life, how you integrate your birth into your life and who you are, and really being intuitive with your pregnancy. It's beautiful, and I'm going to put this out there. I have a total girl crush on Monica because the things that she has to say and her lifestyle and her wisdom and how she's just crafted this life for herself, Matt, and Rocky is really beautiful and really inspiring. And on top of all of that, she was in labor for 7 hours and pushed for less than 20 minutes. That's amazing. And don't you want to hear more about how that's possible? So listen in.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at SkylightFrame.com/easy.
Hi, Monica. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great.
Doing awesome. Monica, thank you so much for joining Sarah and I on the Doing It At Home podcast. We are super stoked to be talking with you. And we actually have a personal connection with you, and that's how you got introduced to Sarah and the show. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
So, Monica, you know Aaron, one of our beloved favorite people at our chiropractor's office. And when I was talking with her about the podcast, she said, oh, I know lots of moms I can connect you to. So she's ended up being this like treasure trove of connections for us to speak with. So I'm very grateful to her and to you.
Yeah, she's amazing. And so now there's a lot of us coming.
Nice.
Get ready.
All right.
Very cool.
Rubbing my hands together. Ready. Monica, tell us just a little bit about you before we really dive into all the awesome, juicy stuff. You, your family, where you live, what you do.
So my husband and I are both chiropractors, and we live in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We have our own practice. It's called Rev, a Center for Optimal Living, and we have a son named Rocky, and he is almost 7 months old.
And Rocky was born at home, I'm guessing.
Yes, it was a midwife's house, but yes, technically at home.
Oh, wow, cool. Okay, so that's awesome. We haven't heard of that before, so I'm excited to hear more about that and how that came to be.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to share that.
Awesome. So why home birth for you? How did that come about?
You know, I knew you'd ask this question, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, I think that just because being immersed in the chiropractic world, it's normal to think that way and to have all the resources to back you up in doing that. So for me, it was like when I got pregnant, it was like a no-brainer. It's like, yeah, absolutely. I'm totally doing it at home. It's not only just makes sense, but it's just more comfortable to bring a baby into the world. So just it is a no-brainer for me in that.
How about before you were in the chiropractic environment? What were your, for example, for us, and I think both Sarah and I, whenever we pictured birth and pregnancy, we pictured being in a hospital and, getting the shots and just all of those quote unquote stereotypical things. So what was your, what were your ideas around your own pregnancy and birth before you were in the chiropractic environment?
I mean, that was exactly it. I just thought, yep, I'd be in a hospital because that's what you see on the movies. That's all you hear about. And that was kind of it. And then once I got immersed in chiropractic and that philosophy, for me, it's like my eyes were opened to so many things. And one of those was being pregnant and bringing a baby into the world the way I'd wanted to. So, same with you guys.
Right.
That's that's cool because we've met a number of, we go to a chiropractor here in Atlanta, Ruben Family Chiropractic, and we'll throw a link in there. But a lot of the people that we talk to there from the doctors and the interns will say, like, yeah, 9 times out of 10, if you're the kid of a chiropractor, you were born at home.
Yeah, they said that.
Yeah, so like, what do they teach you?
What are they doing?
Yeah, what are they doing in there?
What's in the water?
I can't recall anything specific about like we didn't have a class just on home birth or anything, in that manner. But we're so trusting in the body and that the body has this amazing ability to heal. The body will, it will create a baby the way it's supposed to, and you're supposed to deliver it. That's just what your body's supposed to do. So I just think along with that philosophy, it's just like we don't need any unnecessary intervention. Mm-hmm. And the hospital is such an amazing resource if needed.
Right.
To save your life or your baby's life. So I think that's kind of how it came up, was that it's just unnecessary and your body can do it on its own.
Mm-hmm. I like the way that you phrase that the hospital is a great resource if you need it. Because, for you and I, Sarah, like we aren't anti-hospital, and I think it's worth saying that on the show. But we definitely view it the same way you do. Like, it's there if you need it, and if it's your choice, if it's something that you truly want to do, to have your baby in a hospital, awesome, go for it and go do it and be empowered. But there are other options, and so I think it is pretty cool that in the chiropractic environments, the things that they're kind of sharing with you, and it's helping to open people's eyes to the fact that your bodies are perfectly designed to do this, and I think that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it feels so nice too, from a woman and family's perspective, to go somewhere that is providing medical, in a way, care, the chiropractic model of care, and to have your decision like that be so honored and be so welcomed feels really great.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So important to be supported and encouraged.
Right, right. Okay, so, you guys are in that philosophy, and, home birth just seemed like the natural choice. Then what was your process like of selecting who you would deliver with and develop that relationship with? What was your prenatal journey?
Yep. So as soon as I got pregnant, we were living in Atlanta. We were about to graduate. I actually got pregnant 2 days before taking part 4 boards. So that was interesting, trying to stay focused.
It's like
the most amazing moment of your life is seeing that you're pregnant. So I started looking online at this midwife, immediately typed in midwife in Chattanooga, and I started, I saw 3 websites, and the one I chose was Birth Wellness Women's Center with Carolyn Drake. She's a midwife, and her policy was that first-time moms birth at her house, and for me, that was super appealing because I was living in a tiny house, 225 square feet at the time, and so I liked that it was at her house. And I loved her philosophy and what she said. And then I met with her when I was 10 weeks pregnant, I believe. We just drove down, and it just made sense, and it clicked, and that's where we went with.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's really interesting.
And when you said tiny house, you definitely mean tiny house, right? Like, you guys built your home, and you intentionally built a tiny home.
Yeah, my husband and I, before we graduated, we were just set on moving to San Francisco to open our practice, and we started looking at apartment prices out in San Francisco, and they're just astronomical. And so Matt's sister at the time was building a tiny house, and it just kind of inspired us that, that makes a lot of sense. There's tiny house villages. We can totally live simply. We were living in a two-bedroom at the time. And so we decided to Grandfather is a contractor, so we built our own tiny house in Florida. We would drive down during school on the weekends and build and then drive back up. And we just completely simplified our lives. And this was before getting pregnant. And we lived in it for about 5 months in Marietta before getting pregnant.
Wow.
And yeah, so it completely changed our lives and how we view everything, really.
Wow,
that's awesome. That's awesome. And I can understand now why giving birth in your midwife's home was appealing.
Right.
I don't know how many people could fit in the tiny house, and I don't know if you'd want to have all that going on while you're giving birth.
Yeah, and I probably could have done it. I know other people probably have done that.
Yeah.
We had a deck, so I could have had like a tub on the deck. We had a shower, and so that would have worked. But yeah, it totally wasn't meant to be that way. It happened exactly how it was supposed to, so I'm not complaining at all.
That's awesome.
That is really cool. We might have you as the resident simplify your life, doing it at home, mom.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are a lot of moms listening to this right now who are like, I need some of that. So you might you might get some emails.
Yeah.
And I'll say that it was so nice to get rid of all of our stuff and simplify, but the emotional weight that was lifted off of us in this process was something I'll never regret or take back. It's just so liberating to live simply and to not have a lot of stuff, and it's just there's nothing like it.
That's amazing. And then I'm sure it has, but can you just briefly describe how that has now transferred over into your parenting life, into that aspect?
Yeah, I mean, it's one and the same. So we're not living in a tiny house anymore because we brought it, we decided to move to Chattanooga, we brought it here, and we realized that Chattanooga is not tiny house friendly. So we got kicked out of two places the day after we parked it, and we took it as a sign that, hey, probably isn't meant to be right now, we have a baby on the way, our practice is about to open in a couple months. We could have lived 30 minutes away, but that just didn't make sense with what was happening. So we put it to the side, and then we started renting an apartment, and someone offered to buy it. So someone's renting to buy it for 3 years, it's paying for our apartment right behind our practice. So it works out great. But as far as simplicity with parenting, it's the same. We don't have an astronomical amount of toys for Rocky or just things that he can do. We want him to be explore his environment and just be content with what's around him instead of so many like stimulants and distractions. And I know that that's just the world we live in. And so just to minimize that at all costs, I feel is the best for just healthy development.
I love that.
Yeah, cool. That's awesome. I'm taking notes.
Yes. I see a future series, or I see a future resource on the site from you, Monica. Yeah. Cool.
Awesome.
Okay, so got a little off track with that, but I love it. That's great. I want to bring it back into the home birth vision and preparation, you know, and eventual starting. So what was that like? Did you have ideas of what you wanted to experience or what you were envisioning for birthday?
Oh, yeah. I just thought that it would be this like etheric experience where I'm just, you know, you hear these stories where you're just out of your body and you just go to a different place, and it's beautiful in that manner. And I was like, yep, that's how my birth is going to be. And it couldn't have been the opposite.
Wow.
And it's in the best way possible. My birth was extremely physical, and I was in my body the entire time. I was so there. It was me. And, it was the most transformational moment of my life. And so I'm so grateful that it wasn't what I thought and it was different, because if it was what I thought, I wouldn't be where I am today and who I am.
Wow. So let's jump into what happened when, you know, you realized that labor was beginning.
So I'm going to start that I went 42 weeks and 6 days. I went 43 weeks. Yeah.
Wow.
And so wild. My guest date was July 4th, and that came and went very quickly. And so at 42 weeks, I was supposed to pump every day. And then, you know, do things to increase my oxytocin level. So I was reading Nicholas Sparks books, pumping every day, making macrame hanging stands for my office, just crafting, and watching The Notebook, and obviously having sex, you know, good sex.
Yeah.
That's loving sex as much as I can. So,
absolutely.
Nice.
That's what I was doing. And at 42 weeks and 6 days that night, we had sex. We had good sex. I pumped. And immediately after, my contractions were 45 seconds, 2 minutes apart. Like, boom, boom,
wow.
Boom. Like, and it just seemed like it wasn't real because of how it started. It was just, and so that was kind of the theme of the entire night. I was just hanging on. Go just hanging on to a Bronco the entire night. And he was born 7 hours later.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just blew Sarah's mind over here.
Yeah, my eyes are huge. Well, because it's like, you know, I'm like, okay, wow, seems like Monica's going to be pregnant her whole life. Like, that's how I would be feeling at that stage. And then it's like,
yeah.
But then you're going to give birth really quickly. So I don't know. I think that's an awesome trade-off.
I mean, yeah, it seemed at that point that birth was a fantasy. Like, it just didn't seem like I was actually going to have a baby. Mm-hmm. I just thought, okay, I'm going to be pregnant forever. Everyone else was, I had like 10 moms around my time that were pregnant, and they all had babies before me. You know, it was very tough to trust that my baby will come, to trust in my body that it's doing what it's supposed to do. It's just doing it a little longer than what's normal for most moms, and this is normal for my body this time. So to deepen my trust was extremely important and necessary for me.
Yeah, so let's jump into that real quick, because I'm curious, like, what thoughts were going through your mind? What sort of stories were you telling yourself when your guest date came and went, and then as you started to see the moms around you have their babies, what things were going through your head?
So I'm a big researcher. So I knew that first time moms, it's at least like 1.5 weeks past their guest date,
right?
That's average. So I wasn't necessarily upset when my guest date came past. I expected that. Like, that was rare that I would deliver around that time. So when 1.5 weeks passed, when 2 weeks passed and everyone had their babies already, that's when I was like, just, and my husband is the most supportive partner I could ever ask for. And so he was by my side the entire time, just being like, you know, your body's doing exactly what it's supposed to. This is so intended for you to trust and for us to trust in this time. And so that was kind of my mantra, was to just, I know it's going to happen. I don't know, but I know it's going to happen. And I just need to trust that this is what's supposed to happen. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity to lean into this and to trust more in my body and more in what is supposed to happen to bring my baby into the world. Mm-hmm. So it was very challenging, and I didn't know the sex either. So it was just,
oh man,
you know, exciting to know if it's a boy or girl and if the baby's actually going to come. Mm. So that was it. Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow. So then at what stage from when, you know, labor showed up fast and furious and was like, hi, I'm here, we're going to do this. What stage did you then move to the midwife's house, and how did that process flow?
So the contractions, I believe, started around 6, maybe 6:30 or 7, and they started happening, and we texted. I had the most amazing rock star doula. I would love for you guys to chat with her. She's incredible.
Cool.
We texted her and said what was happening, and we had an app and everything to track the contractions and take pictures and send it to her. And we called the midwife, and she was like, you know, it doesn't really sound like how it's supposed to happen. Come on in. So I think we left about 30 minutes later to go in, and I think I was about 3 or 4 centimeters. But then, I mean, it just progressed. He just, like, blew out of me. So he came very quickly after that. And then I had the bloody show right before I got there. So things were, I mean, like, it was definitely it. It was just crazy how it was just, like, off and on. Like, someone just turned on the switch and my baby was on his way.
Wow.
So yeah.
When you got to your midwife's home, what was the intention? Where were you intending to give birth? Do you have a tub? How was it set up?
Yeah, so she has a pretty large house, and I had my own little birthing suite. So she has a whole bedroom with a full bath, and then the bath is like a beautiful big jacuzzi tub, and then a half kitchen. So there's plenty of space.
Oh, wow.
So when I first got there, I was just on the bed. She checked me, and then I actually went to the tub right away because it just seemed like he was going to be coming faster. And at that point, I was actually, this is interesting, I'm not sure if you experienced this, Sarah, I was actually relying on Matt, my husband, more to do it with me instead of me taking the reins and doing it myself. And so the first half of the labor time at Carolyn's house was that way. Me, like, a lot of the, I have the whole thing documented. So a lot of the pictures were just me kind of hanging on to Matt or leaning on Matt. And halfway through the birth, actually him and I both realized what was happening without us talking. And I went on to my own, my doula stepped in and he stepped away. And that was when things took off.
Mm.
And I got back into the tub and he was born. I pushed less than 20 minutes and he was born. So it was just really interesting that I didn't realize that it was just me. And that is the most empowering place to be, is that, you know, it's just you. This is you, mama. So I didn't expect that either.
Wow. So in those moments that you were kind of wrapped up with Matt, were you, I don't know if you can put yourself back in that space, but it sounds like once you released and let go and realized that, you know, you were the one who was going to be bringing baby Rocky into the world, that's when things started accelerating. So what do you think you were going through emotionally when you were kind of leaning on Matt?
You know, I realized during and after that birth is just a mirror for who you are and where you're at in your life, and a way to push you forward and propel you into the next stage or just through all these barriers. And so during labor, it was so physical for me, and the pain was so intense and not what I expected at all. And to just push through that, I was seeing myself wanting to give up halfway through. And that's when, you know, I wanted Matt to help me with that, but I wasn't very verbal the whole time. And so I knew it was me. I knew that, like, that's my theme, I guess, my whole life was, you know, I'd work really hard, and then at a certain point, I'll kind of want to tap out and be like, oh, that was good enough. And that's what I encountered during my birth, which I didn't expect. Like, I was just looking at myself in the mirror, not really. I was, you know, everywhere.
Yes.
But I was looking at myself in the mirror and just seeing me for who I was. And that was, and pushing through that, that's why I say it was the most transformational moment in my life, because to just dig in and keep going without having to tap out and quit, because you just can't quit. And so that's why I think birth is so transformational, because it moves you forward. Even if you don't want to move with it, you're going. And so that was my mindset, was I did want to quit during it. And I'm so glad I wasn't able to, because of what I received from that and what Matt received watching me do that. So it was, I mean, yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
That is awesome.
I want to give you a big kiss, Monica. That is, like, all so amazing. I just furiously took a bunch of notes, because through hearing you describe that, I mean, every birth story I hear, I get to, like, relive a little piece of mine, or, you know, think about mine in my own reflection. But I was so much feeling the synchronicity in my experience from what you were just describing in yours. And it was really, like, literally right before you said it, that, like, birth is a mirror for who you are in life. I was pretty similar with you in that I pictured my labor and birthing process like, oh, I'll go for a walk outside. We'll be laughing and joking and, like, this and that. And there was none of that. I was just, like, dug in, and it was very intense, and it wasn't super long, but it was very intense and, like you said, very physical. And, you know, when I think back on that, my thought process around that was, well, that's me. Like, that's who I am. Like, that's how I approach life. Like, that's how I show up. So it makes a whole lot of sense that that's how my birth played out. And so hearing you, you know, in the mirror and all of that, it's like birth is reflective of who you are and, like, how you show up in life. And so your birth was you, you know, and sometimes we have visions of what that might look like or what it might be like. But then when it really shows up, like, that's how you're going to be your most authentic, your most pure, your most raw. And that's, like, who and how you are. And I think that's amazing.
Yeah. I think that the more women can realize that afterwards, maybe that's not what you wanted, or mm-hmm. the birth didn't go how you thought it would, that if you can step into a place of, that's what was intended for me at that moment, and to transform me, I think that would totally change birth stories. People need to integrate their birth. That is the most important message that I teach people as a chiropractor. Integrating your birth experience to find peace in that and to find meaning that will change everything. People carry their birth stories to their next birth and their whole life, and then teach their grandkids. That's what happened to them. So mm-hmm. if it's good or bad, it's being transferred to the next generation. And to find peace and meaning in it is what would change everything.
Oof.
Wow. So what has transformed in your life since going through this power, since your powerful birth experience?
I mean, so much. But what comes to my mind is that just that I am enough, and I've just found my power in a sense, and I'm still learning what it is, but I got a taste of it at birth. And then after, when I had the baby and Matt had to go back to work after a while to the office, it was again, just me and just Rocky, and to step into that place of I'm a powerful mama and I have everything within me to do this. And that has been amazing for me to just know that I am strong enough and I am enough to be who I want to be. And yeah, I think that's just what it's been for me, stepping into my power and owning it.
Yeah. That's so awesome.
You're amazing. Yeah. I'm in love with you, Monica.
It's Sarah done. It's official.
Thanks, guys.
Wow.
Crap. I don't know where to go from there. I mean, yeah. That's just amazing. What I do, that's so awesome. I would love to hear some of the chiropractic perspective. And now, like you, I'm sure you were receiving chiropractic care throughout pregnancy. And now that's what you do for other women and provide. How do you think that played a role in you having this powerful home birth experience? Like what's that role in it for you?
So prior to, obviously, I think everyone should definitely get adjusted to get their nervous system working properly. But when you're pregnant, getting adjusted during pregnancy is obviously going to make it more comfortable. It's going to lessen pain, but it's not about that. It's connecting you more just inward. It's just getting you more in touch with who you are and what your body's supposed to do. So being adjusted during pregnancy is just going to allow the whole process to go smoothly in all ways. But especially it's preparing you for birth, to let your body do its thing and to trust in your body. Mm. So that's what, like, I know that my body did that. I was well adjusted. Like, my nervous system was functioning at a very high level. That's why it did its thing. And my mind and my emotions came second. My body was leading the way. Mm. Like, no doubt about that. And I just had to, you know, kind of just bow down and lean into that. And then afterwards, letting your body heal from birth and then being in touch with yourself to be a mom. So it just is so much more than just pain and, you know, your hips aligned. Your hips are in line because your body's working properly and your pelvis open because your body's working properly. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. So that is the premise of chiropractic, is just to get your nervous system functioning well. Your nervous system controls every single part of everything. Mm. So that's why it's so important. I think it would just make such a difference for all moms to find a chiropractor and get adjusted, and obviously for the baby as well. Hmm.
Yeah. Baby Maya was in the chiropractor's office when she was 4 days old.
Yeah.
It was so cute.
Yeah. It was so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest. The first time I went to a chiropractor was when we were pregnant.
Right.
It was the first time that I'd ever been in a chiropractic office, and I really did not know what chiropractors were all about. I just thought that you went in there when you had a bad back. When you hit a certain age and your back goes out, that's what you go to a chiropractor for. So I learned a lot. I learned a lot about, like, what you're saying, Monica, about your nervous system and how, you know, the energy is able to flow through your body, and how, you know, chiropractic care helps to open up all those channels and really get you moving at your most powerful level. And so for me, there was a lot of eye opening in terms of chiropractic care with just myself, let alone with Sarah, and preparing your body for pregnancy, Sarah, or for birth. And I think it was a huge part of our regimen.
Yes.
You know?
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's cool. You know, I'm excited for folks to hear this episode, and for people who maybe had not considered chiropractic as part of their prenatal plan, they can look into it, because I'm so aligned with you, Monica, that it is a powerful part of getting your body ready to do what your body is already meant to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I want to say something else. The best advice I got when I first got pregnant was from our mentors, Dr. Suki Meeker and Kate Meeker. And she was pregnant at the time with her second. And she just told me, just be super intuitive with your pregnancy. And that was hands down, and I know a lot of moms-to-be are listening, that was just the best advice I've ever received in my whole life. Because she was like, be intuitive with what you feel like you need to eat. Be intuitive if you feel like you need to move or not move or rest or anything. And so that really just amplified everything for me, because, for instance, I was addicted to lemon juice in my water, like, you know, organic lemon juice. I would just drink it all the time. And I didn't have any swelling. Someone asked me, you don't have any swelling. Like, what are you doing? And I started, you know, I'm a researcher. So I started researching, and I hadn't researched it prior to it because I didn't have swelling. And I learned that lemon water is one of the best things for swelling because it helps your lymph system to move properly. So it's not stagnant. And when I learned that, I was like, that's so crazy that I was already instinctively doing that prior to that happening. And so a lot of times moms are so like regimented, like, I read, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this. But really tune into what your body, every body's so different. Tune into what your body is craving or wanting to do. And not to say that you're craving like a McDonald's hamburger to have that. No, let's have like a grass-fed meat. Let's supply our body with the optimal nutrients instead of having garbage, because that's not going to supply you. It's not going to make your cells proper for birth and for your baby. But tune into what you're craving and tune into what you're supposed to do, because that will go now, because I've done that so often. Even now, I use intuition for everything. And that's what I try to teach our clients here and everyone else, all these moms I'm friends with, is just go with what your gut is. Like, use your intuition to how you should nurture your baby, or maybe take your baby to the doctor or not take your baby to the doctor. Use your intuition. And so that's, I just think, the best advice I can ever give anyone, because that's what was given to me.
That's great.
That is amazing. That's awesome. I see a new segment, Intuitive Pregnancy with Dr. Monica.
Yeah.
Listen to your body. Coming to you shortly.
I'm there.
Love it.
Oh, man. Well, Monica, we've had a blast talking with you today. And as we sort of wrap up here, I would love for you to share a resource or two that you really leaned on during your pregnancy and during your birth time, that moms and families listening to this episode can take away and go research and purchase. It could be a book or an object or a mantra, whatever it is. What's something that really helped you to just stay in your power and be a powerful mama during your birth time?
My doula was just a total rock star, and she trained with Pam England, so Birth Without Fear. I believe it's Birth Without Fear, not Birthing,
cool.
Or Birthing From Within. Pam England. That's what she just like fed that into me, that philosophy. And she has so much experience. She's been doing it for 15 years. So I think Pam England's stuff is the stuff. I would definitely go with her. And I read Beautiful, Bountiful, Blissful when I was in my first trimester. And it's not so much of a do this, do that. It's more of a spiritual book. But I thought it was a really good resource for me.
Very cool. Very cool. Awesome. So we will put, I've got like, I don't know your notes, Sarah, but I've got like about five or six different things.
That we'll link out to.
Yeah, we'll link out to. We'll put all of those in the show notes over at diahpodcast.com. You can go check out this episode. And the notes for everything that you've been mentioning, Monica, will be there. And what else you got, Sarah?
Just extreme gratitude and a lot of gratitude to you, Monica. This is amazing. A lot of it blew my mind in a really awesome way. And I know it's going to be such a inspiration and a source of empowerment for those listening. And for that, I am so excited.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to be able to share this and hopefully inspire others.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I think, Monica, you've the word empowerment that Sarah just mentioned, I think it comes to my mind as well. Just a lot of your perspective, the things that you know people taught you or handed over to you that really resonated with you, that you held on to and used to stay powerful and peaceful and surrender and have that faith, you know, during your birth time, I think is amazing. And so I'm very excited for your words and your story to inspire and to empower moms and families that, you know, that they've made the decision that is best for them, whether it's at home or in a birthing center or in a hospital, whatever it is, but that, you know, they are divinely created to bring forth life into the world. And so, Monica, I think a lot of what you said today is going to help a lot of moms and a lot of families. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.